The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome into the second hour of The Blitz. I am Jerome Solomon at Jerome Solomon on Twitter. At AJ is the real AJ Hoffman joining us. We were giving away, and we have some more later on today, seats into the Blitz Summer Poker Classic. Should be big fun at Dave & Buster's tomorrow night on Richmond. Did you see the story about the Bengals rookie who ran into some trouble at a poker game?
No.
He's not the brightest young man, obviously. He was at a tournament He and a friend of his played poker for three guys from Detroit, three guys that they only knew their nicknames. They didn't know their names.
Oh, not good.
At a Super 8 motel.
Boy, this story has zero chance of ending well. Zero.
In Virginia somewhere. And, of course, in the middle of the game, one of the three guys pulled out a gun, pistol whipped the dude, and took, you know, $4,000 in cash,
that guy's,
their jewelry, their cell phones, and
that guy's nickname was Pistol Whip. No one could figure out why until that moment. It was like, hey, why do they call you Pistol Whip anyway? Bow!
Yeah, at a Super 8 motel. Now, look, I've played poker in a lot of places, in a lot of illegal games and places that, you know, but you don't go to a Super 8 to play
poker.
That's
an odd choice.
Yeah, that's not with people you don't know.
No,
strange guys from Detroit, and nothing.
If you have a room
against Detroit,
if you have a room at the Super 8 Motel, you should never let people you don't know into your room. In general, like even in any hotel,
no,
right?
Why would you have a room at the Super 8 Motel?
I don't know. I can't. I mean,
if you're not bringing what you bring in to use at the Super 8 Motel,
yeah.
There's no reason to be, and I guess people from Super 8 will be.
I mean, maybe if you're like the Griswolds and you're driving cross country and you're driving through the middle of nowhere and
you're completely stuck.
Yeah, maybe.
I guess that's possible, but no. Your car's a better option.
Typically, if there's a number in the name of the hotel and it's not the Four Seasons, probably want to go somewhere else.
I did get stuck when I was covering the Masters the first time and didn't realize how difficult it was to get a room. I did stay at a place that was like a Motel 5.
Worse than the 6.
It was not high quality enough to be a 6.
I've stayed in a Motel 6 before because they're dog friendly. And sometimes it's hard to find a dog friendly place. And Motel 6 is always dog friendly. But, man, it's never a pleasant experience.
No, and they've improved dramatically from
I
understand.
They go in cycles. So, like, for a while, because every 20 years, hotels remodel. You know?
Every 20 years, they get a new TV and,
right,
and new carpet. So if you catch them in that first 6 months.
That's nice. Yeah, like, so La Quinta just did an overhaul. La Quintas are actually pretty decent now.
La Quinta, which is Spanish for next to Denny's.
Right. And had you stayed at next to Denny's 8 years ago, there was probably a corpse in your bathtub at some point. You know, that's the reality of things.
Yeah, you don't come across too often where dead bodies are found at, you know, Westons.
And, no, no. That's a, you know. I mean, typically, if there is a dead body at the Westin, somebody pays someone enough to get rid of it. And they don't just leave it there and pretend like it never happened.
Not at all. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Mac Rhodes, the athletic director.
This is so odd to me.
At Baylor University now. Mac Rhodes, who used to be AD. Yeah, he had some other fancy fake title, but it was athletic director at University of Houston. Left U of H a little over a year ago to go to Missouri. Joined the SEC, big time program, big time raise for him, getting into a Power Five conference. And
which you can't blame him.
No, not at all. And, you know, I know Mac well, and he'd been working his way up the ranks over the years and at a lot of small schools. And every time he took a move, he took a move up.
Yeah.
And so he's been at Missouri. And now all of a sudden, he moves from Missouri to Baylor? What an interesting
What could be
decision.
Happening so bad at Missouri that you would leave that job for Baylor?
Missouri, currently,
okay,
has no school chancellor, no school president. The school president resigned when the football team threatened to strike from games at the end of last season. And they have a rookie head coach because Gary Pinkle quit at the end of the season. And the basketball program, Mac went out looking for a coach and couldn't find one to take the job, basically. Yeah. So they kept the basketball coach. And the softball program is under investigation. The head coach is under investigation okay. for all kinds of things.
So he's looking for a way out.
Things are not going well at Missouri.
But they're probably still going better than things at Baylor, right? Were there covered-up rapes at Missouri by members of the athletic department, or athletic programs there?
See, there, then you went right to the juggler. I was going to have a debate about the programs, and then you went right. What you go right there? Huh?
I mean, you're talking about hard to find a basketball coach. You know, it's,
attendance. You yeah. know, stadium.
No, there were rapes and members of the athletic department.
But Baylor has
it up.
A beautiful stadium.
Oh well, that's almost enough to make up for rape. No, that's not good enough.
yeah. That's.
But hey, you know what?
But they did not occur under his watch.
Well, yeah, but now he's there to clean up the mess. That's like if someone gets shot in the face in your living room while you're not home, and then you come home and there's a dead body with head parts blown all over your living room.
There's blood.
It wasn't on your watch, but you got to clean up that mess. You know what I'm saying?
Why do you never include that when you tout your boy and they're cleaning? You never say
dirt free. I don't know.
You never
That's
say dirt
point.
Free can come up and clean up the blood when you kill somebody.
I think they can.
I would assume that's.
I would hope so.
I would think they charge extra for that.
I'm keeping a favor in my back pocket for that very reason. So I hope they can
in case of an emergency.
Yeah, you never know.
Call your boys dirt free. They ought to be able to scoop that up. 713-780 ESPN 713-780-3776. Now, when it comes to the Baylor situation, and I know you guys have talked about it, but what is your general thoughts on the freshmen and players all bailing out? Is this where Baylor is no longer the Baylor we've seen for the last 5 years?
Yeah, they everything? Go back to being what Baylor has always been. Hmm. I mean, it sucks if you're a Baylor fan, but let's face it. The reality is, you've got a bad location. You've got a bad history. I mean, now you've got a good stadium. That helps. But
it's not a horrible location. I mean, it's, you know, it's 70 miles from Dallas and 100 miles from Austin.
Okay,
and
it's still in Waco. You could say, see, I'm this many
again.
Miles from this. I'm
can't
this
even
many
have
miles
a debate
from that.
With you if you're just going to knock
I'm gonna
me out.
I'm going to drop the hammer. Yeah, it's in Waco.
Can we work our way up? You start with saying the Hill Country. Which, you know,
that Waco's not the hill country.
There are hills.
Not really. No.
There's a hill.
I don't think so.
There's water.
Oh boy.
The stadium is right on the water. They have cell gating.
Okay.
Well, that's good. Nobody has cell gating.
No,
that's pretty sweet.
That's good. I'll give you that.
But the cell gating is in Waco.
Yeah, it's still in Waco. I just think they've got a lot stacked against them, and now they don't have Art Briles. I mean, there's a reason why they... And Art Briles not showed up, and Art Briles is one thing that he's great with is doing a lot with less than ideal talent. To run a system like Art Briles runs, you don't have to have the best players.
Right.
You don't have to have five-star recruits, which Baylor was, before Art Briles got there, was never going to get five-star recruits.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a perfect spot for a guy like him. Unfortunately, there aren't many guys like him that can do that, that can take programs that have generally bad players and have a system that can just hide that.
That is a tricky thing, actually, with so many programs wanting to run the wide open spread and just that. It's an assumption that it isn't as factual as people think it is. The assumption that you don't need as good of players to run that system. No, you don't need as good of players to run that system and be a little bit successful, but you need good players to beat good teams running that system.
Well,
and he's brought in some outstanding players, some great players.
Yes.
You look at the draft over the last few years, and that's the difference in Baylor and Texas Tech for the last 4 or 5 years.
No doubt. And that's what I was going to get to next was just because you run a similar system doesn't mean it's going to work because Texas Tech has struggled with it. Hell, A&M, who has kicked ass in recruiting, they're not having the on-field success that you would expect, you know, that those things to match out to. You know, when you get all these top five classes and you're running a system like that, you would think, oh, my God, these guys are going to be unstoppable. Well, that's not been the case. So I think Art Briles was a special case, and that's the one thing Baylor had. Now, what I do want to bring up on the other side of this break is the instant panic when Rhodes gets hired. Remember the last football coach that Rhodes hired was
Tom Herman.
And of course, Baylor fan, the first thing they say is, hey, why don't you hire that guy again? And I wanted to pick your brain and you can give me the possibility or the.
We'll talk about that when we come back, when we have some time to really dig into it of whether Tom Herman is a legitimate candidate for a place like Baylor.
All right, guys, you're probably throwing money out the window right now. Your energy bills are going up, and every day you're just letting money float out the window. Stop it. Now, if you have energy-efficient replacement windows from Window World, do you know what it feels like not to have money fly out your window? Get a premium quality, double-hung, double-pane window for just $189. And plus $45 for Solar Zone Low E, which will meet Texas energy regulations. Window World earned the Good Housekeeping Seal and is the number one replacement window company in America. They have a lifetime warranty, a transferable warranty that includes glass breakage. It's hard to beat Window World when you think about all the positives. For a free in-home estimate, call 713-439-1172 or check them out at windowworldhouston.com. Doors and siding also available. That's Window World, simply the best for less.
ESPN 97.5.
Warehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Here's my favorite What Are the Odds question for today. It's apropos. It's timely. It's sportsy. Might even be a bit controversial depending on how A.J. Hoffman sees it. What are the odds Jose Altuve is not using performance-enhancing concoctions?
Listen, I am I'm one of these guys who, if you told me baseball player A, B, C, D, any baseball player you could name.
X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
His mama and daddy.
You told me he failed a drug test. I'd say, oh, okay. Because there have been skinny-ass pitchers, relief pitchers, that you would have never thought, why would he need steroids?
Guilty as hell.
They do it. I don't think there's anybody active. I'm trying to think.
You couldn't stand up for anybody, you think?
The one guy, I'll give you one name in Major League Baseball that if he got popped for a steroid test, I'd be surprised, is Ichiro Suzuki.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Anybody else? Yeah. I'd be like, well, okay, happens. I mean, and it could be, it doesn't have to be these big monster. It doesn't have to be Giancarlo Stanton. You know, I mean.
What are the odds that he is using?
I don't know. Listen, I'm not here to accuse people. I'm just saying I've heard enough people get busted that no one would surprise me.
Is that for you? I think I already know the answer, but is that for you just baseball, or you like that across the board?
Not across the board.
Football. JJ Watt.
No, football wouldn't surprise me either. Basketball would surprise me some, because most of these guys, they're not worried about building that much mass. Baseball players didn't used to worry about building mass, but that's
the thing about, that's why it's called performing enhancing drugs. It's not about muscle building.
Right.
They're on stuff that helps, you know, to track athletes. And we talk so much about baseball and football and these guys, and people don't follow track like they used to back in the day, but this is a year where we'll see a lot of it because of the Olympics. And, you know, these people are built like me, and they're using. It's because they're doing something to enhance it. Hell, I was up at 4:30 this morning and happened to see that documentary again with Lance Armstrong. Lance wasn't building any muscles. And I would have told you from day one, 100% that he was using. And I told people, and people called me all kind of dirty names, and I was like, look, I'm not slandering the guy. There's no way that he's not. I mean, give me a break.
I said the same thing.
And I don't even think it made him a bad guy. No, what made him a bad guy was him just being a jerk about it.
Well, I said the same thing. I happened to be doing a show in Austin, Texas at the
God,
time.
Oh, God, yes, I forgot that.
Oh, yeah, I was Public Enemy.
No wonder you're no longer.
Mac
Brown loved you compared to the Lance Armstrong crowd, I can imagine.
The reality is, and, you know, hell, John Jones, the greatest mixed martial artist in the world, failed a PED test last week. This is the world we live in where, and athletes are always one step ahead of the testing until they're not, and then they got to figure out something new to cover it up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the technology is so great now that it's not just going to, you know, meeting the muscle head in the back of Gold's Gym and he hands you like a little.
They're not buying it off the street like they used to. And that's the thing. But baseball put itself in this position by having such a cavalier attitude and turning the hit to the stuff that was going on, and players were brazen about it back in, you know, in 2000 and the late 90s. They were having the stuff delivered to their hotel rooms while they were on the road, you know, and team employees would get it and not even blink an eye. It was just, that's just the way it was. Ken Caminiti did that with the Astros, where the hotel people call the Astros and say, hey, y'all left already, but we just got this package delivered. And they're like, well, send it to us. And they opened it up and got all these vials and of liquids and pills and stuff. And they're like, oh, okay. And nobody tell anybody, because that's just the way it was back then. So baseball made it, you know, a little bit of a weird thing. And I just think people say they're tired of hearing about it, and they kind of are. But I'm not sure that people are willing to allow the big stars to get away with it if they find out they're on it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, the guys who are getting popped now, you know, and I'll give baseball some credit. They have some serious punishment now. I mean, you get popped first time 80 games, second time 162, third time lifetime ban, which, you know, obviously they can rescind after a couple of years or something. Baseball is serious about it, but like you say, the doctors who are trying to cheat are better than the doctors who are trying to catch the cheaters.
And I'll say this, and I, again, I'm not standing up here and pointing a finger at Jose Altuve. But a guy Jose Altuve's size that basically never hit home runs before and now suddenly is a power hitter.
Yeah, but see, but he's not Brady Anderson yet, though. He's not going to hit 50 home runs or something like Brady Anderson did. But I mean,
he's probably going to hit 30.
Yeah,
or close to 30.
We'll see. He has 14 now through almost 90 games. He won't get to 30. But
seven is. I think seven was his previous high.
Yeah, and I have it in front of me. In his last 100 since last year's All-Star game,
okay,
right to now, which is a year, 160 games. He's at 21 homers.
Okay.
Okay. But like you said, his first three full seasons, he hit 7, 5, and 7. Last year, he hit 15. But you can do that. And we're talking about a guy who was 21, 22, 23 years old. Now he's now he's 26. You can make that kind of a jump by adjusting how you're approaching.
You can.
And when you're really talented like him and you work hard and you decide. And then he's much more selective and he pays a little more attention to the pitches he wants to swing at. And he's not just trying to get on base so he can steal anymore. He's trying to hit for a little more power. You can account for that. And you can be on PEDs. That's the thing. It's unfair to have a discussion like that about him, but this ain't about fair. Steal from Will Money. Fair ain't got nothing to do with it. Deserves got nothing to do with it. That's just the way that it is. There have been too many guys before him who were guilty, who lied so well and lied so strongly about what they did or didn't do that we paint them all with a brush and go, well, it's just the way it is. Sorry, bro. I mean, you know.
But I will also say, and listen, I hope that if he is on something, I hope he stays on it because he's on my fantasy team. But this dude was basically just a slap hitter for the first three, four seasons he was in the league. And I also know that we're coming up on that time where Jose Altuve is going to sit down for a new contract. And a guy who hits 30 home runs and does everything else that Altuve does is an MVP candidate, maybe an MVP winner this year. You know, when 2 years ago, when he was the batting champ, no one was thinking of him as an MVP candidate, but you add 30 home runs to that, suddenly you're one of the best players in the league.
The latest MLB MVP odds are out from Bovada today, and Mike Trout's the favorite to win the AL MVP at 7-2. Josh Donaldson 15-4. Jose Altuve third at 5-1. But again, like I said, I think he's clean, but like you said, I wouldn't be shocked if he was not. I do think it's unfair, but there's nothing we can do about that being unfair. That's just the way it is. That's the world that we live in. And I will say, I think he went from slap hitter to power hitter because he's not a power hitter now. He's hitting for more power. You know what I mean? I don't think it's inaccurate to say, you know, he's changed his style, but I think we overdo it a little bit by acting like, you know, he couldn't hit home runs. It's just now he's actually hitting something.
He's hitting something.
You know, so it's a tricky thing. And, yeah, he's a local guy, and I like him a lot personally, which, you know, that's the way the world works. Those kind of things factor into it. If he was just a complete jerk, maybe I wouldn't feel the same way as much as I try to keep that kind of thing out of it. But like I said, I think it's unfair, but I don't blame people for thinking that way. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 is your number. Speaking of unfair, oh, Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr. What are they trying to do to my man? Why? Deflategate. No more than about 5 minutes later, I hope, when we come back. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN
97.5.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
You're You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Welcome back into the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. We'll grab a couple callers. So we haven't done that. What are the odds Wednesday? Matt, talk to me. Go ahead, Matt. You're on.
All right, Matt. Hey, it was good talking to you, man.
That was great, man. That was one of the best calls we've had.
That was the kind of conversation I was looking for.
Yeah, it was really enlightening, really informative.
What was that say, Jeff?
Yes.
What's up, Jeff? Hey now.
I had a quick comment about the Altuve story. You know, for the past few years, he's been hitting leadoff, and as a leadoff hitter, you're supposed to try to get on any way you can, flap hitter, walk, whatever it is. What people are forgetting is the past 2 months, he's moved into the three hole, which is the power slot, and he's supposed to be driving in runs and. I think that's why you see the increase in home runs.
You could say that, but that's the Rob Manfred, and thanks for the call, the baseball commissioner also threw out a theory about home runs. And for the record, home runs in baseball this season, they're up 22%. To the All-Star break compared to last year.
And don't get me wrong, I'm glad about that.
Oh, yeah. It's entertaining.
Yeah.
But this is the most home runs. They're on pace for the most home runs this season since 2000. And remember, 2001 was the year Barry hit 73. So
yeah.
they're on pace to hit more home runs this year than they've done since the height of the steroids era. Okay, for one. And Rob Manfred says that part of his explanation for that is, hey, we're testing, we're catching people, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, on another side note, in the middle of a whole spiel of side notes, they've caught more people on PED failed tests this year already than they did the last 2 years combined. But anyway, he says, well, you know, teams are moving up hitters, home run hitters up higher in the batting order and pitchers are pitching differently and hitters are being taught to hit differently. And yeah, so the Astros have moved George Springer up to leadoff and he hits a lot of long balls, et cetera. That's not explaining what's happening. That's not enough. That doesn't tell me that, you know, all of a sudden baseball players are hitting as many home runs as they did when everybody was juicing. No, that's not good enough. And Jose Altuve being moved down a little bit in the batting order, that doesn't quite cover all of it for me either.
Yeah.
I mean, it's certainly part of it. I just think he's a better player now than he was. I think he does have a little bit of a different approach and he's going at it differently. But, that's a good excuse.
Yeah, listen, I'll say this. I don't think Jose Altuve is a cheater. I'll also say, if it came out that Jose Altuve was a cheater, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, and that's...
But that goes for every player in baseball, so it's not because it's Jose Altuve. It's every player in baseball. If it came out tomorrow that Mike Trout was taking PEDs, I wouldn't be surprised. If Bryce Harper was taking PEDs, I wouldn't be surprised. If, you know what? I might have one more guy that I'd be surprised about besides Ichiro.
Fat boy.
Bartolo Colon.
how did I guess?
If Bartolo Colon was taking PEDs.
And how did you know Fat Boy was Bartolo Colon?
If Bartolo Colon were taking PEDs, I'd be really disappointed.
Well, maybe he's got him sugar laced.
But he did hit a home run this year. So, I mean, who knows?
Clearly, he's got power numbers that he never had before.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And I guess a court ruling today, again, the latest denial in Tom Brady's war against the commissioner's office of the NFL, and the suspension is on and will not be stopped at this juncture anyway, unless the Supreme Court steps in, which is highly unlikely.
I mean, we're kind of running out of time, too.
Not just running out of time. There's no other place to go except for the Supreme Court, from what I understand, and that the odds of that is pretty low. You never know, but and the Supreme Court doesn't jump on something like this anyway in such short order.
I don't understand. I don't know. I thought we were over this last year, and they dropped the suspension, and we play a whole season. Now it's like, no, we thought about it some more. We got to get this guy.
The NFL is really being petty about
this.
They
really are. And I got to be honest. I am the furthest thing from a Patriots fan and the furthest thing from a Tom Brady fan, although I appreciate that Tom Brady is very great. I don't want to see football without him. I don't want to see the Patriots play without Tom Brady.
Especially for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if he beat
his girlfriend, okay. Yeah, that's different. But over this, it seems stupid. And like, the NFL is a league driven by stars, you know, and Tom Brady's one of the biggest stars that they've got. A game without Tom Brady is a less interesting game to me.
And the all publicity is good publicity thing is legitimate for people that need publicity. For the NFL, it makes no sense. Why? Why would you try to taint a guy like him over something this silly, over something that, you know, they handled it poorly from the get-go, obviously. That's just a given. I mean, they could have, the day they were told that this was even possible, they could have just sent out a letter to every team and said, don't do this, we'll be watching, you know, okay, we're paying attention, and everything would have operated smoothly and nobody would have ever cared and moved on. So they messed that up from the get-go. But then to fight it and fight it and fight it, it's just over. It makes no sense that here we are in July of 2016 and we're talking about something, still talking about this at all. Yeah. I mean, it makes no sense. And people are excited. Some Texans fans are, okay, well, now we potentially or most likely will get to play the Patriots in Foxborough without Tom Brady at quarterback. And the Texas propaganda station says now the Texans will be favored in that game.
You think they will be? I find it hard to believe.
Unless the Patriots get blown out the first two games and the Texans win their first two. Yeah, but to sit here today and go, oh, wow, you know, Tom Brady's worth like 7 points a game and the Patriots were, you know, 4 to 5 point favorites, so that means the Texans will be. That's a bit of a. I don't think that'll be the case.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so either. Yeah.
What are the odds that the Texans will be favored to win in Foxborough?
You know what? I think that the Patriots, the Arizona game, which is week one, that's a game that Patriots probably win with Tom Brady, or at least it's a. Right. Arizona's a very good team.
Right.
I don't give the Patriots much chance of beating Arizona without Tom Brady. The other games, those are, you know, if the rest of the team plays well, Garoppolo plays well, you never know.
But this kind of situation is when Belichick shows you how Belichickian he can be too, though.
But I feel like this Cardinals game, who knows, maybe they're going to figure out a way and make it happen. But if they lose that game and that ends up costing them the playoffs somehow, man, that's really disappointing because that's a game week one. Two of the teams in the NFL this year that I think are going to be elite, two of the better teams. If you put the top 5-6 teams in the league, I think that's two of them. It's a premier matchup, and it's not as interesting.
Yeah, and that's the unfortunate, you know, what we get in coming out of the wash in this is. You're taking away the entertainment. And there was a general outrage from the haters, as people will be, about, oh, the Patriots do this. And but even the haters are not sitting there going, they really need to take Tom Brady out of the game. Not now.
When they proved that the Patriots did the Spygate thing, and they didn't sound like they really threw the book at him. I mean, they cost him a draft pick, which they probably would have traded anyway. So it's not, at least then it felt like they had some concrete evidence against them.
Yeah, they admitted to it. So they said, yeah, we did it.
This is basically like, you're testifying that you didn't do it. We don't believe you.
Yeah, we don't. They almost think we don't care. We don't care. We don't care whether you did it or not. We are not happy that you may have, and we're really unhappy that you didn't give me your cell phone so I can look at the pictures.
What other league treats their stars like that? Like wants their stars to be out for important games?
Not smart at all.
All right, guys, I'm going to tell you about Deep South Barrels. This is the perfect gift if the person you're getting a gift for likes to drink booze. If they've got a birthday coming up, maybe you're getting married, you're thinking, I got to come up with a good groomsman gift. This is a fantastic one. You know, I guess it's not even too early to think about Christmas. If you want to start doing that, start hooking people up. Aging liquors in oak barrels is a tradition that's been around for 4,700 plus years. Deep South Barrels has found a way to make customized personal sized aging barrels that expedite the process of creating a smooth spirit, removes the impurities from house liquor. The oak wood soaks up those impurities, and it only takes 28 days in these 2-liter barrels, less than a month, and you're turning basically shelf booze, the junky plastic bottle booze, into something that just tastes amazing. It's unbelievable. Give them a try. You won't regret it. Deep South Barrels, deepsouthbarrels.com. They're located right here in Pearland, Texas, so you're dealing with a local company. And if you use my promo code Hoffman, you're going to save 10% off your order. Deep South Barrels, bold enough to improve on a 4,700-year-old tradition. Are you?
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fred Power today. Jerome Solomon in for Fred. Having a good time. It's always fun to chop it up with you.
It is a good time.
Have you gotten your fill of your racist material that you can't use on normal days? I mean, I know it builds up in you and you have to let it out. Do you like, you know, walk around the house saying racist stuff so you can...
I practiced today. I pretended my wife was black, which, much to her chagrin, she did not enjoy that. She's like, what are you doing? Why are you telling these jokes to me? And,
that's how you pretend your wife is black? By telling her jokes?
Yeah. I practiced the jokes.
I was thinking something wholly different than that.
Okay, I practiced the jokes. Bad. The jokes I'm going to tell you, I practiced on her.
I was all in a whole different bad place.
We got to do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right. This is a disturbing story. You've got kids now.
Indeed.
What if you and your lady friend decide to go out of town for a weekend?
Okay.
What do you do with the kids? Let's just say you don't want to take the kids with you.
At this point, they've been gone, but I'd find my mother, you know. Okay. Leave them with granny.
Find a responsible...
You know? Leave them with my sister, you know, aunt or someone. Yeah. Very, very responsible.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what everyone should do when they go out of town and have to leave the kids behind.
Well, these people thought of something different. A 5-year-old boy was left naked in a cupboard sealed with sellotape while his family went on a day trip. He was left with chocolate while his 40-year-old mother and her female friend left for about 10 hours. The jury, this is in England, the jury at the Bradford Crown Court was told that on another occasion he was beaten with a metal pole and struck over the head with a stiletto heel. When his head was gashed by the blow from the shoe, the woman bought super glue to stick the wound together instead of taking him to the hospital. His mother and her friend, who cannot be named to protect the identity of the boy, deny 21 months of cruelty and neglect against him. The mother denies two offenses of child cruelty. Her friend in her late 20s, also from Bradford, pleads not guilty to two similar charges of child cruelty and two allegations of unlawfully wounding the child. Police say the women cannot be named to protect the identity of the boy, which I don't understand. But they were arrested after doctors suspected that a cut to his chin and welts on his back and arm were non-accidental. The boy's mother had taken him to the hospital, saying he had hurt his chin by falling over a coat hanger at home. Which, by the way, that's like the lamest excuse ever.
So, but this is child abuse. Is your whole story is about child abuse?
Yeah. But
so how does child abuse? What's so Jimmy?
Oh no, it's just a random story. But basically, they said that the lady said that they would put him in the, like, even before this particular time.
Tape him into the cupboard. What the hell?
Yeah,
not what's wrong with these people.
She used it like a cage. Apparently, like, I crate train my dog, so when I'm leaving the house, I put my dog inside her crate, which is a big cage, and she hangs out there. And apparently,
I needed less information, not more.
Yeah, not good.
That's.
So he was shut in between 11 a.m. and 9:30 while the rest of the family went on a day trip. The jury's going to hear from the boy's school, who allegedly noticed his injuries. Trial's expected to last into next week. So that is a rather sad and depressing.
Yeah, that's
Gym of the Day. Is that our turn?
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Sanok Jeweler gym of the day.
Now, all these days, I listen to the gym of the day.
It's always something
I'm
fun.
I'm laughing. I'm cracking up. And I come in here today and you go there.
Well, I had one about a lady who...
a yoni massage?
She was involved with a hit and run, or she came up on an accident, I'm sorry, and found the guy, the guy had died. So instead of calling 911 or, offering first aid, she stole his wallet and then used his credit card to buy beer and cigarettes at the nearby convenience store.
Well, he was dead. It wasn't like he needed the credit card.
Yeah. I don't know if he was dead at the time, but he's dead now. So I guess...
Well, let's just assume he was dead.
Okay.
What? Even if we're not dead, he didn't need beer.
He was declared dead at the scene when the police arrived.
When they got there. Yeah, so yeah.
When she arrived, she was, I don't know for sure.
She was correct. He was going to die.
Okay.
If he wasn't, either he was dead or dying.
Would that have been a better gym of the day?
Somewhat.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, death is better than child abuse. Beer, stealing a dead man's wallet to buy beer. Yeah. That could be funny.
All right, let's go to our man Aubrey Theodi. What's going on, Aubrey?
Hey guys, man, you guys are depressing me with the gem of the day. I think you want something really shiny and bright. A real gem. To pick up the phone, dial 281-DIRT-FREE. Let it come out to your home. Start in the tile, grout, leather drapes, upholstery, air ducts, wool rugs. Friends, we will start in the worst spot. Guarantee your vision is your guarantee. People always say, Aubrey, what's your guarantee? You have a money-back guarantee. I said, heck no, we don't. We have a non-payment policy. You don't even write us the check. If you don't like it, why would I sit around and send you money back? You're not even going to pay. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-DIRT-FREE. Let us start in the worst spot with no soaps, chemical residues, or tap water. And if we can't impress you, we won't bill you. But I guarantee you, friends, you're not going to be one of those 6-7 jobs in a whole year. Says, you know, Aubrey, I'm not happy with the way the carpet's cleaning up. Don't do the job. You know, it's only about 6-7 times that happens a year when I have that conversation with a customer. 281 Dirt Free, dirtfreecarpet.com. Guys, you've seen it. Free room, a free speed dry with any purchase. How can you beat that? Good quality and a couple freebies with a purchase.
All right. Aubrey Theodi, you always offer the best deals when you're on with our show, I believe.
So yeah, pretty good.
Now's the best time to call. Appreciate you taking some time with us today, Arby.
Thanks, guys. Joey Wonder Free.
Hey, win a seat to the Blitz Summer Poker Classic. That is tomorrow night at Dave & Buster's. Tournament starts at 7. All players must register to play by 6:45. Top 25 in the qualifier win a seat until the final round and a chance to win the grand prize, a 55-inch higher TV, $500 cash. All the details, of course, on ESPN975.com. We'll add 5 of you guys into the tournament if you call now, 713-780-3776. Child abuse. It's just sick, AJ. How about a mommy and a daughter locking lips? That's far more interesting. We'll have that when we come back. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.